This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Normally, we are broadcasting live on Instagram at N1065. Don't worry, we'll get there for Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Still tough.
We're all just waiting on you.
Give me a second.
All right, we're waiting on Kevin. In the meantime, let's talk to caller 17, who is Amy from Sacramento. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
It's actually Army.
Your name is Army?
What did you call her?
Amy.
Yes. I spelled Army. Army, too.
Oh, I didn't see the R.
Ew.
Okay. Army.
What a name.
Well, how did you get that name?
No clue.
I never asked.
Never bothered to ask your parents.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, Army, I'll see ya.
All righty. Well, Army, do you feel smart today?
Sure. It's Monday, right?
Yes. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's up to $180. We're brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, delicious farm to fork organic food. And here we go. Jackpot's up to $180. I don't know if I said that or not. Okay. And we are now live on Instagram. Question one. Hurricane Helene smashed into Florida as a huge Category 4 and rampaged across five states, leaving, quote, biblical-level damage. Ugh. More than 100 died, 500 miles of destruction, and billions of dollars in repairs are needed. What is the center of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Question two, actress Maggie Smith passed away over the weekend at 89. She has starred in a million things like Downton Abbey, Hook, Sister Act, but was most known for playing Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. She died 1 year to the day as Michael Gambon, who played what other iconic Harry Potter character?
Dumbledore.
Question three, SNL dove into the election Saturday night with a cold open that featured more performers that are not cast members than were. Maya Rudolph played Kamala Harris. Andy Samberg played her husband, Doug Emhoff. Dana Carvey played Joe Biden. And Jim Gaffigan played who?
Tim Walz.
Question four, DC Studios is moving forward with projects about villains, Bane, and Deathstroke, two separate things with no details yet. And as silly as this seems, they've actually had big success on villain-centric projects recently, like Joker and The Penguin, which is a show on what streaming service? Netflix, Hulu, or HBO Max?
HBO Max.
Question five, we're roughly 1 month from the election, and Donald Trump is selling gold watches for $100,000 a pop. It's 18 karat gold with 122 diamonds with his name on the face. Kevin, I already got you one, okay? If you buy a Trump watch, Trump sneakers for $400, a Trump Bible for $60, and a $1,600 Trump NFT. How much have you spent?
It would be $101,700.
All right.
$101,700.
Kevin, please go get Katie and Army. We got to get your parents on the phone and ask them how you got that name. Short for anything?
Nope.
Army. And it's spelled?
A-R-M-I.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I love it. I kind of like it. I mean, I do feel bad that Army Hammer kind of ruined the name a little bit, but
you sure did.
Yeah.
But you can do some rebranding. That's easy. Yeah. Maybe we can do that.
I love it.
All right. Army, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one, Hurricane Helene. It was bad.
Yeah.
Hurricane Category 4, and it left, quote, from the governor of North Carolina, biblical level damage.
Jeez.
Went across 5 states. More than 100 people died, 500 miles of destruction, and over billions of dollars are needed in repairs.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If somebody had our job during that.
They did their show.
They did.
Yeah. We're considered a public service. Well, right. I know people in Florida, and some of them got to do it from home.
Okay.
But
they still were on the air.
You have to be on the air.
Wow.
Yeah. What is the center of a hurricane called?
Oh, is it three. The eye?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was just a twister.
I don't think a twister is called the eye.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's just a hurricane.
Oh, wow.
Question two. Actress Maggie Smith passed away over the weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She's known for a million movies and TV shows like Downton Abbey and Hook and Sister Act.
Oh, Hook.
But she was Wendy.
Yeah.
Grandma Wendy. And by the way, she has looked 89 for our entire lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's most known for playing Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. She died 1 year to the day as Michael Gambon, who played what other iconic...
Dumbledore.
Yes, Dumbledore. Crazy how many people have died from the Harry Potter series.
Snape, a lot of us.
Snape died. Hagrid died. Yeah. It's crazy. Filch died.
Oh, Filch.
Oh, the cat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squib.
Wow.
Question three. SNL dove into the election Saturday night with a cold open that featured more performers that were not cast members than were cast members. Maya Rudolph played Kamala Harris. Andy Samberg played her husband.
Oh, that's right.
Dana Carvey played Joe Biden.
Okay.
And Jim Gaffigan played who?
Tim Walz. He did a very good job.
I forgot that
Andy Samberg came out as Doug.
I gotta see that.
And they pushed their noses together.
Oh, did they? That's funny. Question four. DC Studios is moving forward with projects that are just about villains Bane and Deathstroke.
Oh my god.
We don't know anything about them yet, and it seems kind of funny, but they've had a lot of success with villain-centric projects like the Joker movies, and now The Penguin, which is a show getting rave reviews. It is excellent so far. On what streaming service? Netflix, Hulu, or Max?
I'm gonna say Netflix.
No. No, it's on HBO Max. Yeah. All right. Question five. We're roughly 1 month from the election.
Wow.
And Donald Trump is selling gold watches for $100,000 a pop. I don't know why you're laughing.
Well, because it seems like such an easy sell.
Well, I mean...
$100,000. Okay.
It does seem...
I think we're going to clear the shelves, guys.
It does seem difficult to digest when he says at a rally how terrible the economic times are for people, and then also is selling watches for $100,000. But anyway, though, what do I know? They're 18 karat gold. They have 122 diamonds on it.
Okay.
And it says Trump on the face of the watch.
Worth every penny.
If you bought one of those.
Yeah.
And a pair of Trump sneakers for $400.
Okay. Wow.
A Trump Bible for $60.
Okay.
And a Trump NFT for $1,600.
Oh, my God.
These are all real, with real numbers, by the way. How much have you spent?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. 120,600?
You were on the right track.
I don't know.
Just you, the right numbers, just all jumbled up there.
Okay.
The $102,060.
Okay.
Army, are you there?
Yep, still here.
All right, great news. You got four. Katie got three.
Yeah!
Katie loses, which means you win $180. You're almost 20% of the way to get yourself, well, not a Trump watch,
no.
But I don't know, maybe something. Maybe get a Trump NFT. We're going to reset the jackpot for tomorrow. Katie's going to man her way out of here. What is it that you want to tell us?
I'm smarter than Katie today.
You sure are, Army. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.